When what comes out of your mouth is glub glub. Many, maybe most people live as if they were driftwood. Driftwood is a stuck state. The most important thing I can tell you about driftwood is not that they drift. The most important thing I can say about them is that they have no say in the matter of their life. No power. Now, just so we avoid any trouble, please know that to grok what I am saying, you will need to move yourself into different positions, so you can see and feel different things. It is a human capacity, that is not active, not on for most people. But still, you can try. But you'll only see what I see if you try. So let's first enter the body of a floating log, a driftwood. It is waterlogged. It is still lighter than the water, so it's floating, but most of it is underwater. The end of the log is your face. Remember, you are the log. When I want to see your eyes, nose, mouth, I can draw it on that end of the log. The eyes are slightly above the water line. What you can see is the other logs. The nose is below the water level. And so is the mouth. So what do you hear when you open your mouth and talk? No, not gibberish, as you'd like to say. You hear glub glub. And see bubbles. Glub glub is a gurgling, bubbling, or gulping sound, as of water running down a drain, often reduplicated. Listen to the glub, glub, glub of the milk bottle as it sank below the surface of the pond, an inarticulate sound, as of someone attempting to speak while underwater. And that is the first most important thing about being a driftwood. What you say doesn't matter. Doesn't matter because no one can hear it, including yourself. Your word has no power. And you know it and you are used to it having no power. You are surrounded by other driftwood. And you can see as far as the next piece, but not further. You have an opinion, an idea of the situation, but you are crystal clear that there is no escape. The darn others hemmed you in. And you are stuck. It doesn't feel good. So you sign up to any and every course, or energy, that promises you to get you unstuck, but nothing changes. Stuck is stuck. Got it? Got the picture? Fully? Now let's move to the second main characteristic of a driftwood's life, the eyes. You, the human, reading this article, if you have the DNA capacity I was talking about earlier, can now ask a question that will decide the rest of your life. What do I look like from the outside? So you move into the driftwood next to yours, and look and feel. Feels exactly like in your driftwood, you have no freedom, you feel hemmed in, and the log that hems you in. Whoa, is the log you inhabited just a minute ago. Now you know how your spouse feels, how your children feel, how your parents feel about you. Okay, darn, not pleasant. But let's move further. Let's move up to the side of the river, up its shore, so we can see the whole river. So you move and look down at the clump of driftwood, and suddenly the situation is not the same. You see that the other logs surround you. They surround you but not as tightly as it felt when you were in the body of the driftwood log. You can just shove a few logs a little bit. Shove them a bit and set yourself free. Then you can go anywhere the river allows you to go. You can even ground yourself, and your mouth now isn't underwater. And now you can talk. Now your word can have power. You see that changing from where you look changes your view of your world. And with the change of the view, new actions become possible for you. Okay, beautiful. Why don't I turn on the DNA capacity that I named driftwood on, so you can actually move yourself at will, so you can see the world differently? I could. All it takes for me is a minute or two. The longest part is connecting to you. But would you be interested? Would you use this capacity diligently to get out of messes, to see further, to see different contexts? Muscle test says you wouldn't. You could, and get unstuck, and live life suitable to a human. When I ask my reality challenge participants to record the shoulds they notice, and then replace the word should with the word could, they are already resisting. Because when they say should, they are comfortably victim. A victim of circumstances, a victim of their own weakness, stupidity, laziness, etc. But the moment the could word dominates, they have a choice. And a choice implies that you choose. And live with what you chose. Responsibility. And you don't want to choose. Choosing is uncomfortable. Choosing is fraught with the chance to make the wrong choice. So you go back to your comfortable driftwood state. And complain about all the other driftwood that hem you in. And tell me that you want to get unstuck. Do you really? P.S. Most people I stuck in me mode. They look at the world through me. And even if and when they see another person, it never gels to we. For that you need to leave your body and move to a neutral point where you can see we. At the present time I only have one client who does that. Even though, after activating the DNA capacity, all my clients could. But won't. Won't care to do that. But what is a life without we? The driftwood life, where everyone shows up to hem you in. Ugh. Everyone judges you and you judge them. No intimacy, no support, no life worth living.